Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks for hanging around with me. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget all the other things you can do there. Jim Burgess is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's been a guest on our show before. He's a member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of Emerson, which is a company that makes power technologies. He's also the business leader of the Emerson Network Power Organization. He's our friend, Jim Burgess. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be here.
It's good to have you back, Jim. You know, folks, many of you know that a few days ago was the anniversary of the great blackout of 03, where about 50 million people in the Northeast were without power for up to a week or so, Jim, I think it was.
Yeah, there were some spots that were up to 5 days without power, yeah.
And, Jim, almost as if to punctuate that, Mother Nature weighed in. Now we think that the blackout was caused by a cascading effect beginning in Ohio, a failure in Ohio, and maybe a limb down. I'm not sure, but it was. I don't know how much Mother Nature had to do with that, but Mother Nature sure punctuated the anniversary this weekend, didn't it?
Unbelievable that we scheduled this show a couple weeks ago, and little did we know that we would have this enormous hurricane and the tragedy down in Florida. There's
yeah.
I heard on the news this morning, there's still a million people down there without power, and
yep.
aside from the people that have lost their buildings completely, there's a lot of people whose buildings are intact and are sitting there this morning with no power and no way to communicate with the outside world.
Well, you know, the blackout of 03, the new estimate, I think, is that around $10 billion in lost productivity, but the total loss, I don't know, Jim, I saw 15 to 20 million, I guess it is. They're estimating now, and that's just an earlier estimate. It's going to go
right.
higher than that. And that includes loss of property and opportunity, I guess, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it does. 15 to 20 billion. You know, Andrew was, which was the worst hurricane, was 30 billion. That was 12 years ago.
Yeah.
So this is approaching that in terms of magnitude.
And apparently 16 people so far have lost their lives.
Yeah, very tragic.
It's a tragedy. And this particular hurricane was a little bit slippery. He's a little bit tricky, wasn't he? Because it didn't follow the path that it was supposed to follow. It took a hard right turn, and it really caught those people by surprise, didn't it? In the Punta Gorda area.
Yeah, it did. It was it went off track very quickly. Of course, these things can do it, and it went hard right and slammed into Punta Gorda and totally surprised those people.
Yeah. Well, the thing that I wanted Jim to talk to us about today, folks, and we as he said, we scheduled this a couple of weeks ago, and to sort of punctuate the anniversary of the blackout to remind folks, business people, especially small business owners like me, about the importance of being more self-reliant. You know, Jim, we take for granted when we plug something into a wall outlet, but the truth is we need to remember that wall outlet is connected to the largest and most complex object ever built, and that's the electric grid system in the United States. But it's a 20th century system, isn't it? And we got 21st century demand.
That's exactly right. The reliability of the grid has not kept up with the needs of business. This interconnected business community we're in now, where people can do business over the internet, and I'm sure that there are businesses shut down this morning in Florida that people are trying to reach on the internet to place orders or check the status of their orders.
Right.
They don't even know that the business they're dealing with is in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Because all they have is an internet address, and they're suddenly going to find out that there's no communications, and they're going to go someplace else to place their orders.
Exactly.
So
and
the grid, the reliability of the grid has become a key issue for the networked economy, where
right.
we all rely on our ability to communicate electronically, and suddenly when the power goes down, we're shut down.
Well, and the thing, you know, the thing to think about is, you know, Jim, clearly a lot of the people in the Florida area, you know, it wouldn't have mattered much anyway because everything got blown away. But there's a lot, there are many people, more people, who are sort of in the fringes of where the hurricane came through. The buildings are still there. The, you know, the electricity may be down, but they still have the ability to function inside of their building. And they, and if their electricity's gone, they can't. When we come back, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, what I want Jim Burgess to do is to educate small businesses, including me. I'm sure he can tell me a few things about this, about how we can deal, how we can make sure that when the power goes out, that we have backup power. You know, we're so self-reliant in so many ways. That's what we do as small business owners. It's one of the genetic things that makes us who we are. But there are some mechanical things that we need to attend to, and we're going to get Jim Burgess to help us with that right after these messages, 20 till. Stay with us. Back, it's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Jim Burgess, the president of Emerson. Emerson is a company that makes power technologies and based out of St. Louis and among other things. They make a lot of different things. But Jim is, in addition to being the president of Emerson, he's actually an expert in backup power. And Jim, one of the things that I wanted you to talk to us about is, first, I think maybe it'd be a good idea to remind the audience of something you and I talked about 6 months ago, and that is a little bit about how small business owners, the relative preparedness, I should say, of small business owners in the event of an outage. You want to give us a couple of those stats?
Sure. We after the blackout last year, we got real interested in what small businesses were doing if they were shut down for 3 to 5 days, as many were in the Northeast. So we commissioned a survey of small businesses around the country. We did 100 in each of 4 geographic areas, 100 surveys, and the data that came back was very, very interesting. 60% of the businesses we surveyed had experienced a significant outage in the previous 12 months, and by significant, we mean more than a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
75% of those people surveyed viewed a power outage as a threat to their business, but only 20%, 1 in 5, were prepared to do anything about an outage. So there's a recognition out there that the grid is not reliable, and people have actually experienced significant outages, but only a very small percentage of the 23 million small businesses out there have done anything about backing up their business.
Well, I have a theory about that, Jim. If I walked into a small business today and I said, "Okay, here's some money. I want you to upgrade your printer." Within a second, they would intuitively know where to go, what to do about that. If I said, "Here's the money, I want you to upgrade your computer system, I want you to upgrade, you know, I want you to do this, I want you to do that about your business," they would immediately, buzz their assistant and say, "Get John on the phone," or what, they know who to call. But if I walked in and I said, "Okay, here's the money, I want you to get backup power for your company, for your business right now," they would sit down and look at me puzzled and say, "You know, I don't know how to do that." And I think that's where the problem is. It's obviously, small businesses recognize that they need to do something, but I think what it is what we've got to do is help them understand what they need to do. And I think, and you guys approach it really from two angles, right? The UPS side and the genset side.
Right. There's two pieces of technology that you ought to be interested in if you want to back up your business. The first one is an emergency generator set. And to back up a small business, you're not talking about a large genset. Maybe 30, 40 kW would run a building, keep the air conditioning going, and all the lights and the computers and faxes running. That genset could either run off a diesel fuel or propane if you had a propane tank.
Or gas.
And could probably keep you going for, if you had a propane tank, you could probably run for 9 to 10 days without power off of that genset. Now, the trick is that you have to have, you never know when the power is going to go off, and you need a power transfer switch, an automatic transfer switch, that when it does see the grid go down, actually turns on the genset and then switches the building over to the generator set.
The computers
the power
don't even...
Yeah, without anybody having to go outside and fiddle with this thing, because
computers
you don't want...
Computers don't even know it's gone out.
They don't know it's gone out. There'll be a minute's interruption, which is a problem, which we have another piece of technology that deals with that. But when the genset... It takes a while for the genset to spool up, and then it... Maybe a minute or so, and then when it gets up to speed, it'll switch over. Now, the second piece of technology you need, and we make these transfer switches. Emerson does.
Mm-hmm. Not the generators,
all sizes,
but you
in
make
all
the switches.
Sizes for residences, right up through the very largest financial institutions. And the second piece you need is downstream of the genset, which is what we call an uninterruptible power supply. And this is an electronic device that has batteries in it that provide backup from batteries for up to 15 minutes.
Like the one I've got under my desk. I've got
there
a
There you go. Now, that one
desk.
Probably doesn't go for 15 minutes, but it'll probably carry you for 4 or 5 minutes, mm-hmm. which is enough to carry you through this period when the genset is spooling up. So now you know the computers don't crash. You don't, you know, your fax machine doesn't go off in the middle of a transmission, and it's to the outside world it's seamless that anything happened. And so you would want both pieces of that technology.
Mm-hmm. But now, and if you've got a very very small business, you know, and you don't want to invest, because those gen sets, you need a contractor to come and I want to talk about 4 steps that we can talk about in a minute, folks, that on how you get started with this thing. But the gen sets can cost a few $1,000s.
Sure.
And but the UPS is the uninterruptible power supply. Those could be as little as a couple $100.
Yeah, that's right. A small one that backed up a single computer, like mm-hmm. the one you're talking about under your desk, would be several $100s. And a bigger one that might back up a LAN, if you had 4 or 5 people on a local area
right.
network, might
mm-hmm.
cost you $1,000, something
right.
like that.
But the
so
question...
it's not an extraordinary expense for the peace of mind you get of knowing that you're going to be able to continue to operate.
Well, the question is what, and this is point number one in the 4-step approach that we're going to talk about, and I'll get this out before we go to a break. Step number one, folks, is determine how much it would cost you if you couldn't take care of your customers in the event of a tornado or a hurricane or a major outage or a planned outage. Every day across America, local electrical companies are doing planned outages where you're going to be out for 30 minutes or an hour. What's it going to cost you if you can't deal with your customers? How much is that? Compare that to the cost of the backup power. We're going to talk about this some more with our good friend Jim Burgess, the president of Emerson. Stay with us. Back, it's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Jim Burgess, the president of Emerson. And they make technology, ladies and gentlemen, to help us make sure our businesses can continue to march in the case of any kind of an outage at all, whether it be in Mother Nature or just a planned outage by our, you know, the kind that the power company publishes in the newspaper from time to time. Jim, I know that you guys have got a lot of good information on backup power on your website. Why don't you give it to us, please?
Yeah, our website is www.gotoemerson, E-M-E-R-S-O-N, gotoemerson.com. And
okay.
There's a lot of information there under the network power business line on small business solutions for emergency power.
And also they can find that the small business power poll there, the survey that you did. They can
also
find that
the
there.
Survey I talked about is there, yes.
They can find that there too. So go to Emerson.com, www.gotoemerson.com. Okay, I want to go back to the 4 steps, Jim, that I think will help folks to maybe take the steps necessary, and I get you to comment on them. Number one, determine how much it's going to cost, and that's the very important one, folks. If you want to know what your exposure is, imagine what it would cost if the phones couldn't ring, if the website didn't work, if you didn't have any power and the customers couldn't come in your door. What would that cost you? Number two, walk around your property and determine what needs to be going even in the event of an outage. Maybe all the lights don't have to go. Maybe just some of the lights need to be on. Maybe some of the computers, maybe some of the machines, et cetera. Find out what those are. That's a little audit you should do. And then the third thing, Jim, this is what I want you to talk to us about for a minute, and that is contact a vendor or a contractor to help you with this. Now, Jim, help us explain to us what that means, because we can't actually buy, if we wanted to buy something from Emerson, we don't actually call Emerson to do that.
No, that's right. Our products are sold through various channels of distribution. The transfer switches that transfer the power from the grid to the generator set are generally sold with the generator set, which means they come from an engine generator dealer. Mm-hmm. Of some kind. And the best way to find one of those, frankly, is what you said earlier, is to call an electrical contractor and ask them to come out and determine how much power you need for those things that you've determined in the audit that you want to keep running. And then they can specify the size of genset that you would need and the transfer switch, and they will then get bids from various dealers. Mm-hmm. In the neighborhood, in the area, and bring the unit out and install it and meet all. There's a lot of electrical codes that have to be met. Yep. And things with these products. And
they'll deal
so
with
a qualified electrical
and
contractor is the best way to get at the genset.
They'll deal with the building folks and and the city inspectors.
That's
and
right.
And they'll give you a price. Turnkey price on what it would cost to not only provide the equipment, but to set it up and to reconnect your wires so that it comes through that system so that it detects when the power goes out.
That's right. That's exactly right. Now, on the uninterruptible power supply side, those typically are sold through small business computer consultants, mm-hmm. the folks that would design a small area network for you, a local area network, and install the wiring. You can get them at some of the big box business, the very small units you could find at Office Depot or Staples or places like
also
that.
Also some small business electrical supply houses, some electrical distributors area.
Yes, you would see them in electrical supply houses or in electrical distribution. And again, you would probably want, though, an expert, a local area network expert, to come in and take a look at what your needs are, because just having the backup, the uninterruptible power supply, probably isn't enough. You want the software that does a managed shutdown that mm-hmm. alerts you on your computer screen that you've got 5 minutes left, you've got mm-hmm. 4 minutes left, so that you can close your work, and if your genset hasn't come on, you can have an orderly shutdown and not lose a lot of information.
But one thing I want to point out, Jim, is folks, if you think, well, you know what, maybe a few thousand dollars is is not what's in my budget right now, at least look at the UPS angle, the uninterruptible power supply angle. Angles. At least get started with that, and go to your Yellow Pages. That's all you got to do is go to your Yellow Pages. Jim, my goal is to make sure small business owners continue to be as self-reliant as possible, regardless of what they're doing, and I thank you for helping us do that today.
That's terrific. I always enjoyed talking to you, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. Jim Burgess, ladies and gentlemen, the president of Emerson. Don't forget their website is gotoemerson.com. Thanks a lot, Jim. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.